your front today?
Well, a good day. Busy day.
Isn't that a good day with the tax bill?
Oh, marvelous.
And it'll go through the Senate like
Grant took Richmond. Sherman through Georgia. No, we don't say that.
Oh, nothing like that.
Now, that's superb. And your veto message, I just think, is marvelous.
Elliot, awfully hard.
Well, he's a good soldier. I don't think we'll have a problem with him.
We checked it out. He's a lightweight.
Well, I've known him for almost 20 years, and he's damn good that way. I mean, you fight hard, but once the decision's made, he stays with it.
I don't think our Democratic friends are on a good witness there, do you?
No, I don't. I don't. I think we've got to keep the pressure on the way we're doing it. Skelly's got another backgrounder set up for a columnist this weekend, and I think that's important because we have to keep knocking down the Marvin Kelb and the enemies that we have in there. But I think it'll
pass.
You know, it's an amazing thing. I asked for a mail count, or a telegram count, to see what we've got. And the networks have given us 10 minutes of the lead every night. We had, as of yesterday, something like 80, as of last night, something like 80 communications, either telegrams or letters.
Oh.
Compare that with what was a meany thing. We had several thousand in the first couple of days. And it just shows you that really the public doesn't care.
No.
And they can watch it night after night, and they can see the banner headlines every day for a week, and there's no impact. It's just one of it. I think there would be a hell of an impact if they thought we were on the verge of getting into it. But this way, it's so distant. And damn few people, I'm convinced damn few people read into the fine print that a State Department fellow said this or said that. I really just don't think it counts all that much. we've had a fascinating response to Mrs. Nixon's visit to Sears.
I know, that was big.
The Citizens Committee has had now communications from all the major chain stores, and they're completely run out of material. I think that, I guess it's about half the total number of store outlets in the country have now pledged to carry the logo in their advertising, put signs in the window. It's been a phenomenal response.
Good.
Mrs. Rockefeller did it yesterday.
Good.
And got the front page of the New York Daily News and billed as a carbon copy of Mrs. Nixon's visit. So that's been damn helpful. Business attitudes are good. Mr. President, I still keep getting very healthy reports, and I think the market reflects this.
Yeah, the market's holding up very well.
It sure is. It's withstood a... Well, every day they start out with profit taking. It drops 5 or 6 points, and then before the day is over, it bounces right back up. So I think the confidence factor is coming back in. Very good result out of your pension plan yesterday. That
had a good play.
I'd get an excellent play. And we had in all of the groups that are affected, labor groups, the business groups, the doctors, the lawyers, the ABA, some of the public interest groups, had them all in for briefing for the last 2 days. And the reactions to that have just been sensational. That may be a much bigger issue than appears on the surface, because you're talking
about an issue that will grow.
Well, it's a pocketbook issue. You know, it's something that people, it's very meaningful to people if they have a means. You asked me last week to get something out on the where the kids go to school.
Oh yeah,
kind of be a muskie. We got a hell of a good cartoon out and a good story of Monday, which was picked up. Shows Muskie and Kennedy walking side by side into a private school with a caption, "You can't understand why everybody's so uptight about busing. We bus our children to private schools and never have any trouble." And that we're getting around the country at the best. I was wrong when I told you that Muskie didn't have any private schools. Instead, Kennedy, of course, has them all in private schools. I think that feeling is being reflected. Maybe I'm deluding myself, but as I read the sort of the columns on the economy today,